It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday the 6th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Tens of thousands of people in Turkey are still protesting against the government. Demonstrators are calling attention to a number of grievances. For one, the country's leadership. Many are calling for the resignation of Turkey's Prime Minister, Tayyip Erdogan. Meanwhile, Mr. Erdogan is calling the likes of Facebook the worst menace threatening society. This week, 25 people were arrested in Turkey for what police called spreading misinformation on Twitter. Because of this, downloads of software that help obscure the identity and activities of online users have skyrocketed. David Gordyansky is the CEO of Anchor Free, which makes an app called Hotspot Shield.
We have approximately 10,000 downloads from Turkey on a normal day. And we had about 100,000 downloads this weekend per day.
Why do you think people are using this specifically in Turkey, and what is your software helping them do?
Our software enables users to access an uncensored internet. In Turkey, the government throttled down access to Facebook and Twitter. So what happens is Hotspot Shield routes users to servers outside of Turkey and enables them to securely, privately, anonymously access Facebook and Twitter without those sites being blocked.
We think of this as an app for good. Can it be used for evil?
So what we do is we have a fairly robust engineering teams within Anchor Free that focus specifically on shutting down any kind of people that abuse our system. For example, if you want to try sending spam through Hotspot Shield, we will shut you down immediately.
Do you anticipate the governments in the Arab world trying to figure out ways to get around your software?
No, what they try, they can't get any data from our software because it's all encrypted. Even we can't get that data. Okay, but what they can do is they can try to block our software. I feel like privacy is going mainstream. Every single day, 250,000 people install our application, and people are really understanding that this is important. They want to take privacy security access into their own hands, and thus the tremendous growth we're seeing.
David Gordyansky, CEO of Anchor Free, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org. And by the Lemelson MIT program. More about 2013 Lemelson MIT Prize winner Angela Belcher and nominations for 2014 at mitprize.org.
And finally, look, we've all chosen the wrong song at karaoke, haven't we? That's why I stick to Salt-N-Pepa, Janet Jackson, or The Clash. Can't go wrong. But this choice went very, very wrong. That is the president of Tajikistan singing a Tajik song and not at all nailing it. The video was shot in 2007 but was just uploaded to YouTube last month. And just like that, YouTube was banned in Tajikistan for 9 days. The country's internet regulatory body confirmed that YouTube was blocked but wouldn't say why. What could it possibly have been? If you want to see the dancing that went along with this knockout performance, head to our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.